Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887. 866-96-POTUS. I'll start off with a question to America and beyond, to all the listeners out there for Sirius XM, to all the viewers out there on YouTube. I'll start off by asking a very, very serious question. How do you feel about being an American today? How do you feel about our politics today? Because I'm here to tell you that what we saw last night, you have some people on the right that are talking about what a great, great speech it was for the State of the Union by President Donald J. Trump. You have others on the left that were saying that he was telling a bunch of lies. Let me tell you what my description of what last night was. It was a shit show. That's what it was. Somebody's got to say it, so I'm going to say it. It was a shit show. And I don't know how often I've watched the State of the Union address and I have been finding myself vacillating between befuddlement and confusion to frustration to being so ticked off, so disgusted, and ultimately regressing to the realms of hopelessness that I got to tell you something right now. It's a bad, bad place for our country to be. There's simply no way to slice it. We can get into the particulars and we can talk about how Trump may have had good moments when it came to talking about foreign policy or talking about a retirement pivot where he's proposing extending federal style retirement matches to private sector workers without employer plans. Or we can talk about institutional reform, okay? Or you can look at it from the bad side where he simply talk about being blind economically. When he sat up there and he's talking about, you know, affordability being some word like the American people don't know about their own damn wallets. They don't know how to define what's expensive and what's affordable for them and what is not. To the decorum deficit that flagrantly plagues our politics in this nation. I mean, I cannot tell you. It was embarrassing to see us as a nation with our politicians on Capitol Hill looking the way they looked, sounding the way they sounded, going at one another the way they were going at one another. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but it's a hopeless feeling. It's a hopeless feeling. And when people talk about me and they sit up there and they talk, oh, man, you should run for president, whatever. You sure? Because I'm telling you right now, my pastor would be ashamed of me because I'd be cussing people out left and right. I mean, this is just ridiculous. It really, really is. Now, I know Trump started out talking about we're winning big, we're winning big, we're winning big. Let's hear from the president right here because he's winning big, ladies and gentlemen. Very big, very big, very big. Listen to the president right here. Let's hear this.
People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. We're not used to winning in our country. Until you came along, we're just always losing, but now we're winning too much. And I say, no, 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 you're going to win again. You're going to win big. You're going to win bigger than ever.
So what am I missing? Affordability is not an issue. Price of gas, price of eggs. Home sales, home buyers. Just making it up, huh? We're not feeling those things. We're not going through those things as a nation. Huh? We're not going through. We're winning so big. Oh, my goodness. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. We're winning so big, this polarization in the streets. We're winning big, huh? I know he's winning big. Because every deal that gets made, particularly with foreign allies or beyond, somehow, some way, his pockets get padded. But that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is that He just seemed tone deaf when he said that. But guess what? It didn't stop there. Because he talked about winning on tariffs, too. Listen to this.
One of the primary reasons for our country's stunning economic turnaround, the biggest in history, where the Dow Jones broke 50,000 4 years ahead of schedule, and the S&P hit 7,000, where it wasn't supposed to do it for many years, were tariffs. I used these tariffs, took in hundreds of billions of dollars to make great deals for our country, both economically and on a national security basis. Everything was working well. Countries that were ripping us off for decades are now paying us hundreds of billions of dollars. They were ripping us so badly, you all know that. Everybody knows it. Even the Democrats know it. They just don't want to say it. And yet these countries are now happy, and so are we. We made deals. The deals are all done. And they're happy. They're not making money like they used to, but we're making a lot of money. There was no inflation, tremendous growth. And the big story was how Donald Trump called the economy correctly, and 22 Nobel Prize winners in economics didn't. They got it totally wrong.
Yet the Supreme Court ruled against him on continuing to impose the tariffs. So much so that he said not only that it was an unfortunate decision on the part of the Supreme Court, but no worry about it. We'll work around it and we'll do it without them anyway. But that's something to be excited about, huh? But the steam just kept elevating. Just kept fomenting as time went on with that long-ass State of the Union address that he gave, okay? Clearly because he didn't want the Democrats giving their response in primetime hours, all right? But nevertheless, it happened. And where it really, really took a turn for the worst, as far as I'm concerned, was when Trump played the Democrats, pulled the okey-doke on them, played them like a fiddle, and the Democrats fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Listen to this. And watch this, when Trump asked a question about whether or not they're going to protect, Chair, if you agree to protect from illegal aliens. Listen to this sound, please.
One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe. So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Everybody on the right stood up. None of the Democrats stood up. Zero. Knowing the cameras were rolling, knowing that the optics be what they are, because again, if you consider the question that he asked about putting America first and American citizens first, he didn't sit up there and say white Americans or black Americans. He said Americans, meaning that if you're an American citizen, no matter what, you can be of African American descent, you can be of Hispanic descent, you can be of white descent. It doesn't matter. The fact that he said America before everybody else and the Democrats didn't stand up is a reminder of what lost them the election in 2024. And see, this is where I get pissed off, because I'm not rooting against the Democrats. I'm rooting for them. I like balance in our politics. I don't want one party rule. I don't want the Democrats or the Republicans dominating the White House, the Senate, and the House. I want you to have to negotiate. I want you to have to work together. I want you to have to compromise so you can assuage the concerns of the American people and it isn't chaos and mayhem in the streets. That's what I want. But there's no way that's going to happen. Because after the Democrats refused to stand up in their defiance against this president that they obviously hate, with Representative Ilhan Omar screaming about how he killed Americans, and along with others from the squad, Trump sat up there and piggybacked right off of his initial statement and then said this when he talked about how they should be ashamed of themselves. Listen to this.
You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals, and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah.
Tell me, why in God's name should any Democratic voter out there believe for one second that these politicians who represent folks on the left are going to be able to get anything done? Anything. Because the hatred is so palpable between both sides. There's not going to be any working together. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma in Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices Collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. You would think that they would recognize that Trump's a little bit on the ropes. Here he is talking, and immediately in the aftermath of the State of the Union address, federal judge rules Trump administration may not remove individuals to third country without due process. All over the place, every time you turn around, there's a court case he's losing. You would think folks would sense the momentum and not take the bait and not incriminate themselves by engaging in a level of belligerence that's only going to serve to appease him, giving him ammunition to utilize, giving the GOP ammunition to utilize against the Democrats. Speaker Mike Johnson was on Sean Hannity's show last night in the immediate aftermath of the State of the Union address, smiling ear to ear, talking about how the GOP was definitely going to use Ilhan Omar, screaming at the president and the Democrats, refusing to stand up when they had that question posed to them by Trump, purposefully, I might add. They're going to use it as a campaign tool. I mean, you can't see it coming. You can't understand the importance of prepping yourself and preparing yourself not to fall for the okey-doke. And then you wonder why people like me get pissed off. Independents who are moderates, who usually vote left. And we're saying time and time and time and time again, stop falling for the bait. You're playing right into his hands. And you won't listen. You won't listen. And then it's us that's against y'all. We're not down for democracy. We're not down for what's right. We're not down for the Democratic Party. You're not looking at the fact that you're not giving us the chair about. You're not giving us enough to support because you keep falling for the same old every single time. When are you going to learn? Trump is falling in the polls. Griff, do we have those numbers? Trump's popularity or lack thereof? I mean, please show that to me. Because, you know, 52% disapproval rating. Trump's disapproval is growing amongst independents who believe he's gotten worse on the economy since his inauguration. What else do we have here? That ain't the only number we've got. Show me the next one. 64%. Trump's disapproval growing. 64% Americans who say they think Trump is out of touch with the concerns of most people. No matter what they say. You got another poll to show me? Because I'm all ears and I'm watching. But the point that I'm trying to make is I don't need it. Because regardless of what he says he's doing, no matter how much he bloviates, the fact is he and the affluent amongst us might be reaping the benefits of deals he's making all over the world. But America hasn't as of yet, not in our eyes. The tariffs have compromised businesses across this nation, particularly in agriculture. It's hard to move forward and ascend with so much uncertainty. Nevertheless, it's still out there. And instead of chilling and being patient and not coming across as truculent and acerbic and just as juvenile as he can be in calling the Democrats crazy and being disrespectful to them, we have stuff like this from Democratic strategist extraordinaire James Carville. Used to do work for Obama and has been connected to the Democratic Party for decades, who I respect the hell out of and knows what he's doing. But does he seem a bit off the rails right now? Judge for yourself.
I have a personal message for Donald John Trump. And you sit still, you son of a bitch, when I'm telling you this. I'm going to tell you right where you are, you fat, sorry sack of shit. People hate you. Now, let me give you, and I'm not just saying this because I don't like you. I'm saying this because I'm telling you what's happening to you right now. Now, and get ready to tell you what's going on. First of all, everybody is stabbing you in the back. You can trust no one. I saw the story today where, of course, the Pentagon, because your boy Pete, he can't control shit, okay? It was already back leaking that General Kane told you about all the dangers in bombing Iran. Because why are they doing that? Because they hate you. And they're going to leak, and they're going to talk to the New York Times, and they're going to talk to everybody else, just like your own staff, right? Susie Wiles, she hates you. That's evident. Sure, already told you that. They're all leaking like crazy. They're all wondering what's going to happen in the next job. They don't give a shit about you, okay? They really don't. No, you can't trust anyone. Trust no one. Right. Okay, maybe Stephen Miller.
Oh, okay. My God.
I'll give you that one.
Do we have to listen to any more of this? Now, cut this off.
The Congress, they can't stand you.
See, ladies and gentlemen, I respect the work that James Carville has done over the years. Respectfully, sir, who gives a damn whether they like him or not? You think Donald Trump cares? You think he's in this to be liked? The likelihood is he ain't going to circumvent the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution. He's not running for a third term. This is it. You think he cares? Who do you think is affected when we see Representative Omar screaming at him the way that she has, when you see James Carville going off the way that he does? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not knocking them. I'm not denigrating them. Please don't take it that way. I'm saying, when are you going to get committed to what works? It's not going to work. You want me to tell you how I know it's not going to work? You sit up there and say, people hate you, people hate you. Well, 77 million people didn't hate him enough not to vote for him. That was after he was tried and convicted with 34 felonies. That was after he was impeached twice. You think that the American people, primarily independents out there like myself, who is looking for a reason to support you, possibly? You think it moves us? You think it moves his base? You think it moves people on the right? When you're sitting there and you're talking about people hate him, people can't stand him, but 77 million people voted for him? He was a convicted felon, according to you. You know what he is to them? The president of the United States. Oh, by the way, something he pulled off after he was convicted. I'm trying to figure out why people still calling him a convicted felon. Clearly, they believe it was politicized. Clearly, they don't care. Clearly, they're more concerned about their own homes, their own mortgages, their own bills, their own gas prices, their own job security, their own retirement, their own health care. That's what they care about. They don't give a damn whether they like them or not. When are we going to get that? What the hell is wrong with people? I cannot believe this. Donald Trump, when he asked a question about cheering and asking about protecting American citizens and prioritizing them ahead of migrants. He set you up. He knew you weren't going to stand. He knew 73 of y'all were going to show up to other places and not show up to the State of the Union. He knew that a lot of Americans that were moderates on both sides of the aisle were going to look at y'all as being every bit as out of control as you claim he is. The difference is that he takes those positions and the heat that comes with it as the incumbent, the president in office. You couldn't keep him out. And he's making the claim that you hate him so much, you're devoid of objectivity, and you're devoid of thinking about what's in the best interest of the United States of America because you're too busy thinking about your own personal feelings and animus towards him. And every time you do that, he smiles and mocks you and has a field day. You played right into his hand. Don't come back at me and say F. Stephen A. Smith or Stephen A. Smith is selling out or Stephen A. Smith is this way or that way. I'm just telling you what it is. Don't kill a messenger. Shape the message in a fashion that benefits you for once. The man has been playing y'all like a fiddle for 11 years now, and you still can't beat him. Damn! You keep falling right into his hands. And it's a damn shame. It truly, truly is. 866-967-6887 is the number to call. 866-96-POTUS. I've been looking forward to talking to my next guest quite a long time. I've watched him from afar. I respect this man where he comes from. Very knowledgeable, very passionate. Republican out of Texas, Representative Wesley Hunt. Been waiting to talk to him for a long time. Anxious to hear what he has to say on a few matters. His first appearance on Straight Shooter with yours truly. I can't wait for this. I don't think you should either. Until now, that is. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Wesley Hunt out of Texas. Right here on Straight Shooter with Stephen A. More coming your way in a minute.